Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is John O'Leary, President of May Security Products, a division of May Security International, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol MACE. Thanks for joining us today, John.
My pleasure.
Great. Now, start off by talking about the recent release. The division was named a preferred vendor for a chemical product manufacturer to provide video surveillance requirements to them.
Yes, we've been selling cameras, monitors, and two-way audio to this company. And actually, it was besides selling to them, it was also a competitive win. We were getting about half of their business. We were in over 150 locations at the time, and they were so pleased with the quality we could provide and the service that we were providing that they moved to use us as their preferred vendor, and they're looking to expand from 150 locations to over 1,600.
Great. So talk about a little bit about the business, because, you know, Mace usually, you know, you think of pepper spray, but talk a little bit about the, you know, the video surveillance side or the
okay.
that side of the business.
We look at ourselves as a personal defense company from a security perspective. As you mentioned, we have Mace pepper spray, which a lot of people identify with. When I came here in last November, we were in the video surveillance area. In terms of security, physical security. And we've looked at expanding that, and we have expanded it. Besides the video surveillance capabilities that we now offer to our dealers, we just acquired a wholesale central station, and that central station provides intrusion as well as video so that our dealers have another service that they can offer to their customers. We are currently in the process of getting ready to announce our movement into the access control business. That should happen within the next 60 days. So as we look at it, we think that we can provide our dealers with one-stop shopping that enables them to go in and sell access control, video, and wholesale central station services.
Great. And so as far as talk about some of the market trends and how well positioned the division and the company is to capitalize on some of the trends.
Some of the things that we've seen, and one of the things that we've done recently, besides this adhesive, we've actually done work with over 15 other companies in this vertical, some of them very large names, which I can't disclose at this point in time, but we're starting to find success in verticals. That's one of the things that we're concentrating on. Another area that we're concentrating on is the South American, Latin American market. We took a look at entering that. Mace had not entered it before. And we took a look at going in there starting in February to see if that was a feasible market for us to go into. As it turns out, the response has been even better than we anticipated. We will be looking to expand our capabilities in Latin America and South America. We recently were in the show that was held in Mexico, and we're currently participating in the Miami Fire and Security Show that's going on right now.
Well, great. And what would you say makes some of the products unique from other players in your sector?
Well, I think we offer the capability of offering solutions on a wide scale. We can deal with the person that has lower-end requirements as well as companies that have higher-end requirements, similar to what we did in this press release with multiple locations. So we can offer solutions to a wide range of customers, which I think is important for our dealers.
Certainly, and so talk a little bit about you know, your background and experience, and that is some of the key management team.
Okay, me personally, I've been in the industry over 15 years. I was the national sales manager for Kazi Rusko during their turnaround. Kazi Rusko, as most people know, is currently GE. I also was the vice president of sales for Honeywell for a number of years. I've also got over 15 years background with IBM Corporation. Recently, one of the things that Dennis Rayfield, the CEO of the company, has done is to seek out a highly qualified management team. And Don Taylor, who's here with me today, was recently hired as the VP of marketing. And he's brought some background to the company that has enabled us to get into other areas marketing-wise that we had not really focused on before. So we're looking to build a strong management team as we look to implement Dennis's plan. Dennis announced his plan at the shareholders meeting back in December of 2008, and that plan said that we would be revamping our product line to improve quality and reliability, which we have done, that we would look at acquiring companies, which we have done with our wholesale central station company, and that we would be entering the access control market, which we are going to do within 60 days. So we laid out the groundwork for where we're taking this company. Our focus is security. We did have some ancillary businesses before, but as was discussed back in December, our focus is to make this a security company.
Certainly. So, yeah, what other milestones or goals does the management team hope to accomplish over the next year?
Well, one of the things, like I said, was to provide a quality image, and we believe we started to do that, and we think this news release, and we have a couple more that will be coming in the not-too-distant future. We believe this news release adds credibility to what our plan was. The other things that we're looking to do is this was a turnaround, and we set goals internally for the company to achieve. We hit our targets in the first quarter, and we've hit our targets in the second quarter. So we're on target to achieve the goals that we set for ourselves in January of 2009.
Sure, and in terms of a future growth, will you continue to look for M&A activities? And if so, what sort of criteria do you look for in companies that you're looking to acquire?
Mergers and acquisitions, really, the CEO, Dennis Rayfield, is the one that focuses on that area. But we're always looking at companies that we think would add value and actually fit into our mainstream plan for expansion with products. What we're looking to do is provide different types of services and products to our dealers that will differentiate us from other customers. Is there a specific target? No, it's anything that may come up. We are in an acquisition mode if we see the right acquisition and we think it makes sense.
And do you foresee any challenges moving forward? And if so, what sort of specific strategies do you have for overcoming some of the challenges?
Well, I think most people are facing the challenge of the economy. All you have to do is read the papers or the magazines recently, and several of the major players in the industry have actually shut down operations for a week or more and, you know, not paid their employees. So I think the economy is having the biggest impact of anything on all the companies in this industry. I think as that starts to change, I think that you'll see things will get better. What we're hearing from our dealers are, The customers are holding back on issuing purchase orders for equipment and moving forward with implementation of projects, mainly because of the economy. They want to hold on to the cash at this point in time.
Certainly. And as far as what investors, do you think that right now investors understand the company's general direction?
Yeah, I do, mainly because we set it out in January, and each quarter Dennis Rayfield, the CEO, has a meeting with the shareholders and talks about how we are doing versus our plan, you know, what the strategy was, where we were going, and what we've done to accomplish what that plan was. So, yes, I think one of the biggest things that most of the investors wanted to see, and the thing that came out at the stockholders meeting that I was at in December, was that they wanted to make sure that Mace was becoming a security company. We had a lot of ancillary businesses. We had car washes. We had over 51 of those. We're down to like 10 of them with offers on the table for approximately six. So we're moving out of that environment, and we're focusing mainly on the security as proven by our acquisition of the central station, as well as moving into the access control arena.
Great. And, yeah, explain to us a little bit about what the access control is, the technology, just a little bit of, you know, background on that.
Okay. We'll be offering an entry-level product that can scale up to an enterprise-level product. Our focus initially will be in the lower to mid-range for access control. We'll offer a different number of solutions in terms of technologies such as proximity, biometrics. We have the capability of networking this stuff. We will offer 485-type solutions with the control panels as well as wireless. So it will be state-of-the-art.
Great. And once again, joining us today is John O'Leary, president of Mace Security Products, a division of Mace Security International, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is Mace, M-A-C-E. currently trading at 97 cents a share. And before we conclude, John, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Mace as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, if you take a look at where our stock was 2 months ago, I think evidence that we are implementing the plan that we've laid out is the stock was in the 60s. We are up in the 90s now. We actually are a little bit higher. We've taken a hit in the last few weeks. But I think one of the reasons is that our goal here, and we're in the process of doing it, is establish a quality company. We want the name of Mace to be associated with quality. We want reliable products, and we've made changes in products that didn't fit this area to make sure that the products that we sell to our customers through our dealers meet the quality standards that we envision for this company. We have multiple product offerings. As I said, our dealers can go out and not only sell video, central station services, but also access control. So they can provide one-stop shopping for their customers. And, you know, one of the things that we're looking at and we're on target for is to turn this company around and return it to profitability.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you.